And now, it's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane on 702.
It's 17 minutes past six on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. It's time to talk fitness now. And our focus this morning is a rather interesting research paper that's been released. And it's focusing on how a 5 minute breathing workout or breath workout could lower one's blood pressure. So working out just 5 minutes daily via a practice that's been described as strength training for your breathing muscles does or can lower blood pressure and improve some measures of vascular health as well as or even more than aerobic exercise or medication. These are the results of a CU Boulder research study coming out of the United States, and a very, very interesting one in that they found some sustained results beyond the prescribed period in which the subjects of the study were actually taking part in it. So really fascinating insights. And joining us to have this conversation is a friend of the show, a director at FitPro, the Institute of Fitness Professionals, Derek Archer. Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast, Derek. And of course, I must hasten to add co-founder and director of FitPro. Thanks so much for your time. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Mr. Weir. Thank you very much for having me again.
It's an absolute pleasure, Derek. Now, this study was published on the 29th of June in the Journal of the American Heart Association. And what they're essentially, what they've essentially provided is a very strong evidence that there's a very time-efficient maneuver known as high-resistance inspiratory muscle strength training that could help aging, those in the aging population, fend off or at least rather deal quite aggressively with cardiovascular disease, which is the nation's killer there. Set the scene for us and what the fundamental findings of the study are and why they're actually quite exciting.
Okay, so let's first put out there was a really, really interesting study, and we know that proper breathing, even during exercise, is very beneficial for overall performance, but also for your overall health. And most of us don't breathe properly anyway. Mm. Our inspiratory muscles, just to clarify, are our diaphragm, which, and our intercostal muscles, which sit in. The action of inhaling mm-hmm. requires a lot more muscle activity than normal exhalation. So hence the reason why the study was called inspiratory muscles, because there's inspiring air, not breathing in air. Anyway, so what the study looked at was people that followed a routine of breathing regularly for, they did a study over 6 weeks, and they had a control group and obviously a test group, and they were inspiring or breathing through a device that created resistance to that breathing. So it made these inspiratory muscles work a lot harder. And as a result, as with any muscle in the body, your respiratory muscles respond to resistance by becoming stronger. Mm-hmm. So that strength comes in actual force of contraction, but also being able to last longer. So in terms of endurance. So the energy system supplying those muscles or within those muscles helps generate energy and survive longer. I actually mentioned it a bit later on in that article saying that performance athletes will have benefit from doing this as well. Now, what happens with this breathing is that your endothelial cells, which are the cells that line your blood vessels, and they are very smooth, they're flat, they're squamous cells, they're six-sided cells, they offer very little resistance to blood flowing through them. Now, as one ages, the blood vessels lose their elasticity to mm-hmm. a certain extent, and often we get atherosclerosis, obstruction of these blood vessels that impedes blood flow and thus increases blood pressure. Now, mm-hmm. this study was done predominantly looking at cardiovascular health of aging populations. In this case, they were looking at blood pressure as the monitor or the measure that of success here. And obviously, as soon as the elasticity, with regular breathing like this, we also call this a respiratory pump because those muscles also pump blood through them. The respiratory muscles, as they expand, as they contract and relax while we're breathing, force blood through those blood vessels, forcing them to restore some level of elasticity and overcome obstruction.
Yeah.
And as a result, overall blood pressure, with that increase in elasticity, the blood pressure will come down.
Mm. Now, I think part of the key insights is that this exercise, right, that you've just mentioned, the inspiratory muscle strength training exercise, was initially developed in the 80s, and it was used to help critically ill respiratory disease patients to strengthen that diaphragm and other breathing muscles. And you've outlined all of that very, very nicely for us. And back in the day, this used to be a 30-minute long exercise. And of course, with the current interventions and the sort of the tools at our disposal, it's been cut down to just 5 minutes. Focus for us on the benefits that were found or the results that were found when it comes to that blood pressure, because the study group or the group involved in the study were classified as healthy adults between 50 to 79 with above normal systolic blood pressure, which means what? So half of them did high resistance IMST for 6 weeks. The other did a placebo protocol. But for those that, there were some amazing benefits when it came to that blood pressure.
Yes. So your blood pressure is a measure of the pressure exerted by blood as it passes through your arteries. Okay, we have two blood pressures. One is called the systolic blood pressure, when the heart is contracting and the arteries are under the most pressure. So when the blood flow through that artery is under the highest pressure. And for the average human being, that's around about 110 to 120 millimeters of mercury, or mmHg. So that's the reading. But then the period when the heart relaxes to refill in preparation for the next contraction, the blood pressure drops slightly or drops significantly, and the blood pressure exerted on the artery walls during this phase is called your diastolic blood pressure. Mm. And the healthy adult has a good diastolic blood pressure between 70 to 80 millimeters of mercury. So when you hear someone says, oh, you've got a blood pressure of 120 over 80, that is what we used to consider really healthy.
Okay.
Now, what happens with your systolic blood pressure? When your systolic blood pressure fluctuates significantly based on environmental stresses. So you get cut off in the traffic, and you often see a cartoon where this happens and the person's vein on the side of the artery on the side of the head starts to pulse.
Sure.
Increase the blood pressure. So it's directly related to environmental stress. Mm-hmm. But what they've shown, and they use it, also reacts in the other way. So as we calm down, and which happens with our breathing, that also comes down. So as opposed to it, well, there's multiple factors here as well, not only the physiological stuff, but with the improvements in the elasticity of those arteries, the artery is able to expand more. And if you can imagine, if I took a normal garden hose, mm-hmm. and took a certain section of it, it was just as it is, and I turned the pressure up on the tap, and obviously that the garden hose doesn't expand at all. So the pressure coming out of the tap is the same. Well, the pressure coming out of the hose pipe at the end is the same as the pressure coming out of the tap.
Mm.
High pressure, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I had to replace some of that, a section of that hose pipe with something like a rubber type tube that would expand, if I turn the pressure up, that expansion would decrease the pressure of the blood, the water coming out the other side. And that's essentially what our arteries do. So what this process is doing is help to restore the elasticity and decrease the overall pressure in those arteries, which once again is very important because that affects things like stroke and heart attack and essentially your cardiovascular disease.
Mm. Now, Derek,
may I just add something?
Yeah.
So obviously I mentioned the physiological side, but there have been many disciplines that have already been practicing this kind of stuff. So where there's forced breathing, if your listeners and even yourself, as you sit in there, if you take a deep breath now, most of us will breathe into our chest. Okay? So you're not really breathing into your full lung capacity. But by breathing into your diaphragm, we actually breathe down. So you force your diaphragm down as you inhale. And you can almost put your hand on your belly button. Take a nice deep breath in and force your belly button away from your body. And as you breathe out, we pull our belly button in. We use that to activate your core muscles and so on. But disciplines like Pilates and yoga have been using that for years.
Sure.
What it does is it actually activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which calms you down. So often people say, oh, just breathe when you're stressed out. Take a deep breath, and that's exactly what they're doing. So that deactivation of your sympathetic nervous system or your fight or flight response also helps to drop your blood pressure.
Yeah.
So it has multiple levels.
Yeah, and that I guess the cherry on top, the foundational sort of achievement, and what makes us stand out is the fact that, of course, this therapy then, yes, it lowers blood pressure, but most fundamentally, without having to give people pharmacological, interventions in this instance,
definitely,
which is always a bonus. Can you outline for us why this was specifically found, or why this was found to be particularly helpful for postmenopausal women? What's happening in that age group where they benefit particularly from these exercises?
Okay, so with when ladies are postmenopausal, obviously there's massive hormonal changes. And what studies have found, and based on once I got this article from you to review, I went to look at some of the other information. And when ladies are postmenopausal, their hormonal changes change the response that their bodies have to aerobic exercise. So this study overall was done in comparison with the effects of breathing and aerobic exercise and medication on the effect on blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
So what they have found is that typically ladies do not respond to aerobic exercise in postmenopause as men do, if they prescribe exactly the same type of training.
Interesting.
And the breathing as an intervention was able to reduce their blood pressure and more than it was with the same prescription of exercise that they were for males. And so we know that once a lady is postmenopausal, the likelihood of them having cardiovascular disease increases. Mm-hmm. You know, ladies are protected by their hormones essentially before menopause. So you don't hear very often of ladies having cardiovascular disease or heart attacks and stuff before menopause.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously once they pass into menopause or in the postmenopausal phase, their risks are as much. But the hormone differences or the hormonal issues in them, or not, I shouldn't say issues, apologies, the hormone...
You're excused, Derek.
Bodies. Thank you. The hormone differences do mean that they need to be trained differently, for instance, from an aerobic perspective. But this has shown that the benefits are quite significant if they are not looked at specifically as postmenopausal women in terms of their physical training.
Mm. So even 6 weeks after the test groups quit the IMST, this vigorous breathing exercise, the IMST group still maintained most, they actually still maintained most of that improvement. So, you know, for anyone who's curious about it at home, fundamentally, Derek, what does it mean to breathe correctly, to breathe, as you say, into your diaphragm and to strengthen those inspiratory muscles, breathing muscles?
Okay, it's actually, funny enough, that all it takes is intent. So to breathe with intent, okay? So as opposed to having to get up and put your running shoes on, although we do advocate exercise, of course, but this is saying this is so simple. And in the test, they did it for 30 minutes a day, whereas they actually say that you can take 30 breaths over 5 minutes, and this will bring about improvement in your blood pressure and your conditioning of your, or the condition of your cardiovascular system. Okay, so what this means is if we breathe, if we sit down, we actively breathe, so breathe with intent, breathe down your diaphragm, we're getting improved muscle function for one thing. We are improving blood flow back to our heart, which is, as I said, it's called the respiratory pump, which also forces your heart to work a bit harder, which is good from the cardiovascular perspective as well. In addition to that, it does bring down stress.
Yeah.
And, you know, what it also does is if you have to do this properly, you actually have to sit up straight too. So our postures and the way we sit and the way we stand also affect us. And like I said, as a stress response, both of us do that panic breathing. So fight or flight, this thing, and both of us are under huge stress at the moment anyway.
Exactly.
So we're all breathing to the upper portion of our chest. So if we sat down and actively breathe for 5 minutes, we would have the benefits of this in terms of our cardiovascular system, in terms of our psychological benefits, in terms of lowering stress. And because our body is an adaptive organism, if we do this for 6 weeks, it will maintain that adaptation for a period of time after even if we stop, just like it would after any other form of training. Unfortunately, what you don't use, you lose, and we very often fall back on bad habits. So it's probably better to actually keep doing it. And what's really important now, considering the times that we're in, this kind of breathing is actually used to help people come back from COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So if they had respiratory complications, they've had to be put on machines to help them breathe, those muscles get weaker.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to the physiotherapists in the hospitals are one of their functions with regard to the respiratory systems to help patients return to normal breathing. And these kind of activities are fundamental to that process.
Yeah.
So it has multiple uses. But all it is actually putting the time aside. And all of us can spend 5 minutes, even if you're in the traffic, sitting up nice and straight in your car, take a nice deep breath. It'll help calm you down. You won't get stressed out. It's not that there's much traffic at the moment, but
sure.
If you are driving around, obviously, if you're in a vehicle with lots of other people, perhaps heavy breathing isn't quite a good thing. You might freak people out, even with a mask on and the windows open. But, you know, choose your space carefully.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all well within your reach and your control. Derek Archer,
sure.
Thank you so much for that really comprehensive look at the outcomes of the study. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much for having me. You take care, and to all your listeners, take care.
Well, dude, that's Derek Archer, co-founder, director at the Institute of Fitness Professionals.